adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
We're back.
Enter.
Hey, everybody.
What if I told
you? The group finally stepped through the portal, made some survival checks, noticed a storm was coming in. There's a storm brewing. Now there's a fight brewing. Treasure through the snow, they came across a group of dog sledders fighting two giant mantises.
Mantises.
If only we had a resource to look things up.
Probably, maybe August, maybe not. These things are not native to Irisin. Shocker.
I gave him the shocker.
Will did that. Will gave him the shocker.
Snow.
That's how I touched him, too.
Yeah, after that, the mantis was just like,
sick motherfucker.
It says here, it's either mantises or mantis. Mantis. The knee.
Weird.
Yep. And I have four new emails.
Mantis.
All right.
Are we doing this live, or are you getting emails back?
Yep.
Mantis size.
Are we going to do that? Do we do that sometime where they can
do
a live episode? Or they can...
We have nobody comment yet.
Awesome.
Yeah. Call in.
Let me tell my girlfriend. I'll text her. Hey, just say something. She's like, I'm busy.
I don't care about your bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, you told me to call at this time.
Care about your imaginary friend.
But it's really cool.
All right, we finished off.
I got a way out of girlfriend.
I was talking to a friend about it, and he's like, why are you a cat? I did not have an answer.
You were having a discussion with somebody. Yeah.
I was trying to get a friend to play. I'm like, yeah, I play a cat.
I play a cat. You guys do this
like a house cat.
He's like, no thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, he wanted to be an ogre. Reminded me of that Key and Peele sketch.
Kanye the Giant.
Kanye
the Giant, that's right.
Be a giant, yo.
Well, we can start off the top of the combat round with Zeresh.
With Zuzu.
Don't do it.
Compost. Whoa.
Ooh. Pause it.
I missed that time.
Is that a one?
That was
a
one.
Oh.
No.
Whatever he wants it to be.
Well,
that's what he got those
four,
for.
Seven, eight.
It's good for that sledder, but it's.
I doubt eight is.
It does not.
Ah, I got distracted looking at you, honey.
Wait, you never said if she was attractive or not.
That's how we call them.
You know what? I'll show you the picture. I mean, it's the artists at Pathfinder pretty much only do attractive women.
Eric and I met a guy from Pathfinder.
What was
yeah,
that?
Transform.
I got
his
artwork. I wish I could hang it up.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah.
I mean, she's wearing a lot of winter gear, but...
It's alright. I got a good imagination.
I mean,
that's what I am looking for.
That's her right there.
Don't wear a hat,
Solon! The lady. Look at that cool hat, David.
Ooh, I'm jealous. Does she like my hat? Can I tell her she's like...
I
my hat.
Cannot tell that cool. She's made. She's even
noticed. I mean, yeah.
I said all that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it looks like
I started grooming
the
myself.
Hat, like,
Wayne Reynolds.
Is that a new
class?
I swear I read a while ago.
Is that the one that does
classes?
Like duels?
I hate extra.
Rule Blunt.
Can't remember.
I swear that I read that they're going to come out with alien races. Is that true?
I have no idea.
What are you on Ryan's Corner again?
I don't actually keep up on the new book releases. I bought the Deity one. Right
I thought
away,
I read it
I really liked that
in one of your books. The one that talks about all the different lands was like at the end of it where they started to describe the planets and then it said for new areas.
Well, I have a little thing that describes all the planets, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I think it's my turn though.
Yes.
Double attack.
Snarfs.
You move to your flanking.
Oh, that one hit the computer.
Yeah. Gotta roll more gently.
Oh, yeah, and I am flanking.
Yeah. Yeah, you just move where you want.
Thank you very much.
Not much better.
Oh, yeah, good.
15 plus the flanking bonus, whatever that is.
17.
17?
Plus 2.
Did you get 2 attacks?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
Okay, so the first one hits, and that'll definitely hit. So both hit.
Don't tell me what's in
here. Well, it's,
just kidding. It hits.
It's 20,
yeah.
25. And then so 2d4. So 6 points of damage, and then I get the full strength on the second as well, and 8 points of damage.
Whoa!
So 14.
14 with damage.
Mm-hmm. I say, yeah.
My pencil go?
And I say, Star Knife, as I do it.
Star Knife! It's always good to say exactly what you're doing.
Star Knife attack, go!
I say, Star Knife, Star Bright. First Star Knife I see tonight.
Okay, so you see this, you see the, kitty cat do, like, these cool, like slices, and, just blood starts spurting everywhere. It squirts all over the cat, all over these two sledders.
What color
and the blood
guy,
it's red.
Okay.
And the guy that it's holding falls, like, immediately just kind of, it just kind of limply falls out of its grasp. He hits the ground pretty hard, but it doesn't seem too hurt, and, the mantis itself just, like, keels over.
Wow.
And then I look at that woman, I say...
Well, that's what happens when you focus fire.
What's focus fire?
Oh, when you just attack one.
All of them are attacking.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Alright, so... You hear the guy go like... And you'll hear that, it's like, thank you.
So he fucking hates casting.
Alright, I murder him.
That's what I said, okay? You need to roleplay that.
I kill him.
Alright, you can your next turn.
No.
Alright, and now we go to the sledders. He's gonna stand up and look at about as far as he can go.
I don't feel that. I don't feel
sorry.
We're surrounding the other mantis now.
Yeah, I mean, these guys don't appear to be much,
yeah,
but you can tell
lay out what's going on for
listenership.
Yeah, I forget that often. The sledders are attacking the mantis, the one that's left. And it doesn't seem like they're doing a great job at it.
They are not.
Here comes another one.
We got these other guys in the position. Now the attractive one that can speak common is also walking up.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the lady's turn.
What's her name?
I don't know.
What's her name?
Lady Face
McBooberson. She spits. She's like...
Hey, spit! What's your...
A little bit of blood. A little bit of blood comes out. And you see her take... She drops her bow and suddenly she has like a pickaxe and like a hand axe out. And she starts slashing.
And as we learned in last...
And
game.
As
we learned last game,
she's really
not
doing so well.
Attacking opportunity.
Who is she attacking? She's nowhere near him.
She's right here.
Oh, I thought. Okay. I thought he was.
No.
Oh, and the attack of opportunity botched. It's 2 months
No,
in a row.
It doesn't. It doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
Hmm? Oh, I thought you just said it.
No,
you said it
didn't.
Yeah, fucking listen.
Okay. I got all this stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah, DM.
Yeah. More like...
Dumb.
Dumb.
Master ass. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, she just...
I'm trying to think
of
a mistake to get the second one.
That's why you gotta get a third one.
Okay, and now
maybe,
we do...
Maybe I got it. Maybe. No, that's not gonna work. I'll figure that out.
You did already.
I did that one, yeah. Did a different one. I haven't done that one yet.
That's a good job, buddy.
Way to go.
Oh.
Whoop.
Oh. We'll going to assume a 9
buns
doesn't hit AC.
Yeah, puns down. He was right.
No, it doesn't.
Which one do you get?
He gets the puns one because he said puns down.
Now we go to...
What's your AC?
Willem.
Oh, right.
It missed. It whiffed.
I'm going to punch this motherfucker. I'm going to punch him.
You're going to punch him?
Yeah, I have an arm strike.
All
right. Improved in arm strikes.
Are you trying to make the worst character?
Because it's working. His characters had a change in direction in life.
I know.
12.
That's a common theme. Do you not want to be doing what you're doing?
Oh, damn it. I really wanted to knock it out.
Like, do you secretly
want
to do
something
else?
Well, no, it does lethal damage. I just haven't put. I came out and touched it with my shock hand, and
I just wanted to see him try to put it in a half Nelson.
Say, uncle.
Say, uncle. Fucking Chip Jim.
I can't talk. I'm a bug.
Chip Jim made me bug.
15-4-2-7
Nice. So we're at half speed right now, right? Walking through all this bullshit.
Oh, this could be close. Let's bring up its stats.
Yeah,
it barely makes it.
Oh, it's got chips? What happened here?
That's how
it was. Oh, really?
Was it discounted?
All right, Zeresh.
That's why it's... Looks like it's got nail polish.
If I move over two, do I get a good shot on it?
I don't know, Will. Do you think he's going to hit you or not?
I don't know. Does anyone know the rules? This is Ryan's corner of that shit.
Well,
right
technically,
now.
You'd have to have melee something.
Basically, the rules are if it's in combat,
melee.
If you don't have the precise shot, you get the -4 penalty to your attack.
Okay.
But if, like, with him in your way, you'd be providing soft cover, you have a -2, an additional -2 to your attack,
like -6.
Wow.
But since it is a larger creature, you can shoot over. So basically, you're aiming on the board towards the.
Mm-hmm. That's why I gave it to you the first time, the negative. So I'm fine with you just doing straight up.
Alright.
I mean, if it was a fey, it's a tiny fey.
Ooh, I would love it if it was a fey. Everything's a fey.
Yeah,
like, there's so many different types of fey.
These are actual insects.
It'll be a 12.
That's a miss. Alright, Snarf.
Well, I can only move 3, right? Cause it's
yes.
So I'll just go.
I mean, you can jump on his head, too. That's cool. Is that it?
You know what? I'll run so I can get up next to it. And...
Okay. All right.
Even though I'll probably be dead by next round.
So many damage.
But Willem will get a flank.
I should have moved, actually. I should have shifted. I would have been smart.
Yeah.
I want to say
what
about attack opportunities.
Oh, because
I'm running.
There, you would have.
No, his range is a lot bigger. So basically, everybody in this area is threatened whenever they move.
It's a two range.
Well,
yeah,
do you get one for just entering?
Yeah,
I thought it was
not
leaving.
Entering, but if
so
you
like
move.
When you first enter its range, no, but to move to the spot right next to it,
yeah,
you would, yeah,
you would provoke.
I always thought it was just leaving.
No. Moving through, entering now, moving through and exiting.
Well, you're leaving one space that was already provoked. So.
Okay.
And he's got a extended range.
That's why it's...
Well,
he's
not going to hit anyone.
Through,
so you're welcome.
Or leaving.
Thanks, guys. Well, that's a good
I want to play by the rules as much as possible, and I like thought it was that, but...
On the bonus, that means he can't do another attack ever?
Yeah.
Unless he has combat reflex.
Oh, I forget about that. That's another thing I had to remember.
They only get one.
Yeah.
Alright, oh yeah, I was gonna say that guy was.
Well, I'm not recording my mistakes, so.
That's
it. Yeah. Basically, we don't really have to do all this, but as soon as we get a fan that really knows
I like it. Well, I like it because then I'd learn it more.
Yeah,
I'd learn it
though.
As I'm going. I like that more. Slutter here, the Jillian
Axe.
Oh,
what
does
my first
beer?
Oh, yeah. The
deal
of the day where we're trying to look at figure out the best buyer. Yeah,
there was
a family. Yeah,
we had
the one family. Sure, calls me. I know
those rules.
I don't remember
that yet.
Wait,
the
fan said something?
Yeah.
I thought that was somebody,
Bill
Burr.
Yeah,
D-Fan.
D-Fan?
We have 50 or so fans or something.
Sure.
He's
on
a German download.
They don't talk to us.
But I listen to a ton of podcasts, and I never say anything.
Zeresh needs to learn how to walk fast.
Yep.
Where do you
want to
go?
Is it your armor?
Oh,
that
shit.
Where do you
know? Yeah.
You guys are watching some, like, elite SWAT team fucking slutters here. They're having some awesome rolls.
Zeresh is used to it. He's like, typical Northman.
So, actually, when we came up to this fight, we'd be, like, way ahead of you, right? Because you're moving, like, half the speed that we are.
Yeah.
Leave you in the snow.
You guys, like, ran real far ahead,
she misses again. Okay, so now we go to Mantis.
Bring it on. You saw what I did to your brother. I'm just assuming you're related.
One's gonna whiff Willem once again.
Yeah.
Peed on you.
You're like doing that Braveheart thing.
He whisked on you.
Well, guess where the guy throws a rock and he just stands by it. You see this claw go. Maybe your hair just ruffles a little bit in the wind. But, alright, now we
I
go.
I think Chim Chim could be a barber.
Someone Chim Chim.
I wish I could.
I'm sorry, Willem.
I would have been part of my.
Willem, do it up.
It is.
You get the flank bonus, don't forget.
Alright, I'm going to try to punch him again. I can do lethal or non-lethal if I want to.
I understand.
I don't want to draw out my weapon.
Anybody
can. It's your character.
God
you
damn
can
it.
Do what punch if you want to.
Damn,
I'm just saying that every time you punch
six
something,
plus.
No good has come out of it.
That'd be 11, 13.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, you have that awesome spear.
I won't punch you.
You can't tell, but you think it may be laughing at you in instant. All right, now it was Euro.
You have to fall over laughing.
If he wants it to fall over.
No,
laughing.
I'm just thinking, miss. It's like, do I really need to do anything?
It looks like we're dancing.
I will
make Will and Paul. He might be able to punch better.
It'd be like that. Be like that episode where you made Cameron's character. Would you cast
command?
On? Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was so awesome.
I thought you guys were going to die because you were fighting
each
other.
Yeah, we're in the boss fight.
Sorry.
I will
make it
fun. I'll also go ahead and skew balance it again and make the fourth roll.
Yeah. Actually, I need to keep rolling my... And you.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to also shift.
Okay.
Dude, right. You just took away my flank bonus.
Zeresh.
Oh.
You get it.
It's too late. You let go. It's like chest.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, you get it.
So big.
You have to be perfectly diagonal for the corners,
mm-hmm.
or
no, I'm just not used to seeing a Northman stay out of
okay.
the all the time.
I wouldn't be able to get up there even if I did run.
She thinks you should be used to the snow.
I have been.
We North Northers, even Northery of Northmen like him, have those men
he's
have bigger balls.
Abroad. He's been abroad.
It's my turn.
Yep.
Double attack. First one.
No.
Hold on.
The 6.
14.
Double check. I'm almost positive it's a miss. It is a miss, just barely.
And 20.
That one's a hit.
3.
No, you said 20, and then you had the 3 parts. Screwed up, so now it's a miss.
Natural 20.
Next one.
That might hit.
Confirmed.
That is confirmed.
So, this is times 3.
Oh, shit, son.
Shit.
And then plus half on...
yeah, you probably didn't kill it.
So there's something special that I get with it for the star knives. I wrote down plus half on crit. It
requires a pun? I don't know. Sorry.
I don't remember what the half of what is.
I don't know what you're
you get triple damage if you can have a pun.
Well, let's just do times 3 until you figure it out. Maybe while we're eating or something.
Do I add my strength and then triple it?
Triple strength, triple.
Yeah,
or do I just roll?
Roll.
Yeah.
So
8,
16.
I think you killed it.
21.
Yeah, you just slice and dice it into 1,000 pieces. One of the guys is like, you just hear him go, salad shooter. yeah,
he said salad shooter.
Crumbles to the ground. Just blood everywhere.
Sweet.
And then I punch it.
You're welcome.
I punch what I think is left of it. It's splurting blood out. It's still alive. Get it?
Since I'm a cat, I'm very clean. I start cleaning the blood out of my fur.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
I put my ball away.
Alright, and everyone, combat ends. The sledders. And during that time, the dogs were just barking like crazy. And they're calming down now. Just in general. At the mansion.
Yeah.
No, they don't appear to be barking at you guys.
Yeah.
I give them a hearty northern greeting and scold. Ask them what.
Blah 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 as well. That's what I do.
What type of monstrosities are these? And what news have you of the area? And I ask that one broad.
Okay.
Hey, broad.
That's how they talk up in the north. The guys, when you say broad, she's like, oh, that's a sexy term.
The sledders, they're basically, they've never seen these monstrosities before. They have no idea where they've come from. They assume it's some sort of witch magic at work here. The woman responds, she says, thank you for the assistance. This isn't common.
You're welcome.
And
I try to repeat the skull thing that he says the greeting is.
And she just nods her head at you.
I go, he's from university. And she knows that means that he's a little special.
She has like an extra, a little bit lower, a little lower nod. Oh,
did I mention my parents are rich?
Yeah. Like, no, you didn't.
As a nature guy, would I know if I could make any armor out of the exoskeleton of these mantis?
You would not.
Okay.
I think the most important question you wanted to ask is, was their venom poisonous?
Ooh, that's a good point.
They had no one seemed to be poisoned. No one seemed to have any sort of... Didn't seem to have any secretions or anything causing any problems.
Can I do a...
The woman notices your garb and says, you're travelers, where are you from? And while this is going on, the other sledders are kind of brushing themselves off. They're trying to wipe the blood out as much as they can.
I'm from Dimagazi, which apparently is a town I made up. I'm pretty sure I asked you.
It
is? Yeah. Okay.
Dimagazi.
I'll say,
it's just
I'm Zerus, bronze blood, originally of Hagreach.
She's like, I'm familiar with Hagreach.
I have been traveling.
I've never been there myself.
I have been traveling the world and recently came back by witchcraft, I guess you could call it.
You've come back at a probably far darker time than when you left.
Well, okay. I don't, my character doesn't know this, but
Absalom.
Am curious because you said that there was, that there aren't Northmen in this area, like it's all controlled by the witch. But they're not witches.
No.
So what I'm saying is, like, why? How do they have a settlement here if this area is controlled by Baba Yaga?
There are people that live in this country. They're not like they're under rule of the white witches.
Like the West Bank.
More of it like North Korea.
But they're not like they're allowed to live and stuff, but like they're at the mercy of these witches, essentially. They still have, like, a functioning economy. They still have, they trade for their food, they trade furs and stuff, because they can't farm here, obviously. And these people are just, they've stayed here because it's been their home for generations.
And then, okay, just to get more into the backstory, so is there a, Baba Yaga is gone, so who is the...
Well, she hasn't returned like she normally does.
But what's
the
ruling
of,
system?
What's the story of the North
the
is? Well, you want me to...
Well, the ruling system is that basically Baba Yaga has a daughter that rules Garrison.
Okay.
Doesn't she have, like, 7 daughters?
Yeah, but she has one appointed one that actually rules, that she selects. She hasn't returned. basically, it's a, whatever the word for a queen, it's not monarchy, but it's whatever the other word is. It's monarchy, but it's with
a
queen.
Okay.
Matriarchy.
She has, like, nobles under her, and then she has, like, her own circle of advisors, which are essentially her sisters.
Anyway, so that's the geopolitical situation.
Yeah, geopolitical
finder. Thanks for explaining to this.
Geopolitical finder in a made-up world.
This is geopolitical discussion for Pathfinder.
So the hegemony is quite prominent.
If you would like to know more, please read.
Yeah.
Well, and what's the Chillax situation?
Far, far south. They don't really care about
Chillax.
The Chillax.
You know what I say?
Chillax is full of people that make deals with demons.
Well, who are they about to fight with?
So wait, you're asking...
It really is turning into a geopolitical discussion.
Now you're asking questions about countries that have nothing to do with the current game.
But I think it's interesting. Chillax is...
Go beat the press.
Just read the NRC World Guide.
Yeah.
We share
it. Well, just tell me the other country that they're fighting with.
They're about to be in a combat with a ton of them. Technically, Andoran.
Yeah, that's the one. Because when we were playing your other campaign, everybody kept talking about...
Well, then there's also Galt.
Wow. Holy shit, you know a lot
about
this from now.
Well, I love the setting.
It's interesting.
Land of the Norn Kings, they also raid Chillax a lot, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
Just Chillax.
yeah, what I say.
Stop
it. Yes, Pathfinder history. If you'd like to know more.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
the... There's an island with a dragon that's smart.
Yes.
It's a very smart dragon.
There is.
I'm going to live there.
I will be a cat.
Anyway, she asks, and so Zorash answered.
So as
she
character,
asked,
we're having a geopolitical.
Well, you guys, where you're from.
Yeah,
obviously,
I told
you're not from here.
Demogazi.
Absalom.
Absalom will make him.
She's heard of Absalom. Here's at the great city.
What about Demogazi? Am I?
she just knows it's south.
Yep.
I really don't know if I have a true homeland. I've just
been
wandering most of my life.
Okay. She respects that. She's quite the traveler as well.
Hey.
Hey.
So.
Where
are you from, Allison? Where's Lady Circle from? She's from the great house of house, and it's.
did I get all the.
Smells delicious.
Did I get all the blood out of my
hair? Yeah, it does.
Hello, give me your roll.
No. the two.
You fall down to that man. I will also channel to heal everyone.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot I was hurt.
I didn't get hurt. Whoever you heard from, me punching
the mantis.
No, mantis.
How much?
No, you didn't get it.
Everything went
great.
Yeah,
the mantis hit me. Well,
only one of the sledders was actually hurt. Well, except, well, the one that fell.
Sledders.
They,
trying to make that a slider.
Yeah.
They don't know what magic just you were channeling just now, but they definitely made it. I mean, obviously, they can tell by how it felt, and they bow to you. And,
I'll say whatever that name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's... okay, yeah.
Sarendrain blessing.
They kind of look at each other, and they're like, alright.
whatever, weirdo sex does.
I say, Tesla!
they look at each other. One of them looks through a bag, he pulls out a ball of yarn, he looks at his buddies.
What'd you...
Then he puts it away.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad. Hey guys, there's a storm coming, we need to get the fuck out of here. Can we use your sleds?
Yeah, not just like,
you have to stay here.
No, come with, I mean, can we get a ride with you?
She's like, absolutely, we need to get out of here right now.
Okay, do you guys have any snowshoes for sale?
No, not for sale. We have sleds though. We right. accommodate two people for once.
All right, let's get the sled.
I'm riding with the lady.
Yep. Can we all do it?
Yeah. Gross. Well, I mean, one guy's buying his lonesome. That's it.
I'm going by my lonesome.
For
some reason, you get this. For that.
So, poor cat back there.
I get to go in front.
Okay, I
want
to just sit there and be like, look back at the cat.
This one's attached to that sled.
Oh, is that what that one? Okay.
Yeah, so then basically she's just like, whoosh, and then you guys just start kind of flying much faster than you were before, obviously.
I thought everybody much means go.
Yeah, now she's like, you're very perceptive.
Thank you. Ask what her name is.
Alright. My name is Nadia Petra something Russian.
Oh, really? It's Russian. It's Russian.
Yeah. It sounds Russian, basically. But yeah, Nadia, I'm pretty sure it's a...
Nadia.
I was gonna try to do an accent, but
no,
I realized that she's
no.
not actually Russian, and also Eric's from this area, and his character doesn't have an accent, so I was like, fuck it. I'm not gonna try to say anything.
We must get to village.
Nadia Petska.
That is Russian. She is Russian. Yeah. Different accent. Have 10 pennies. Do a 10
The only Russian I know is like the heavy from TF2, and that's not gonna work here.
We must get to village.
Does anyone have sandwich? I am hungry.
I'm talking like the jeweler.
Big stone.
Hey, I'm Nadia! I love jewels!
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Ugh.
Dog, please! You selling, I'm buying!
Do you want to buy some coral?
See, Allison, don't you wish you were playing back then?
No.
So yeah, you guys are basically, essentially, Zorash is the one riding with her.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are welcome to try to communicate with the sledders. But,
I'm by myself. I'm talking. Can
yeah,
I do animal? I want to cast. I want
to
do the wild empathy on the dogs.
You're a bunch of. You're a cat by yourself on
a
sled.
There's not a dog in that sled.
You're
basically with a bunch. You're just like a giant, like old Santa sack of stuff.
Did they put him on the front of the sled?
Yeah, you can take a nap.
Is he the one? Like it's like a rickshaw for him. He's the one running.
Essentially, yeah. Except he's with all.
Okay,
the
here's your harness.
He's flying cargo. He's in the cargo.
This one's attached. Are they all attached? And there's only dogs up here.
No,
because those are some big dogs.
These are yeah. It's essentially it's one dog per sled. These are huge, like mastiff looking.
No.
Yeah.
You have a picture?
I do ask, not have a picture. I asked Nadia.
Well, you can bring up a picture of large dog if you want.
I asked Nadia what the local news is and what town is it we're heading towards.
Where are we?
She's like.
We got in the portal.
I can't do this. How long have you been away?
How long have you not here?
Me personally, about a year now.
Not so much has changed.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, we still in Kazakhstan. No, basically nothing's changed. We're still in the world.
Wait, who's talking now?
Nadja's. I'm not going to
kick you.
I can't. Not so much has changed.
Snarf.
You do very good.
Yeah. Brothers Karamazov, still good book.
Yeah, what do you think of Alyosha?
I don't never read.
I just know it's cool.
You do like Kazakhstan.
It's just, he's just like Russian. It's very good. I love that one guy in Rounders. He do a good job with accent.
We wait in line for bread.
No,
make me play. Make me play
polka. Jewish impression.
Yeah. This is Racist Finder, and you found it. To DM. So yeah, basically, it's essentially it's the same exact same as you left.
Wait, what's the name of the settlement?
Yeah, that's what I
was born. Oh, where you guys are heading?
Yeah,
she's like we're heading to Waldsby.
In Waldsby, dog right you.
It's a small village. Jenny knows she. She doesn't think you guys are going to make the storm though, and she's going to essentially they're going to stop soon in camp.
Okay,
they want to get as close as possible.
Who am I riding with?
This is you. You're riding with.
No,
that's not him.
You're riding with a slider, or the slider.
The slider.
That's what this episode
is. You're riding with a slider that was hooked by one of the mantis.
No. What's that? I'm glad you got away.
He smiles, and he's like,
yeah, it's nice.
He's like, okay!
A1, best team!
he doesn't speak
okay.
Common, huh?
Blood!
You know,
his arms fall bandaged up.
I really hope. I know this is probably going to happen. I really hope.
Good job,
that,
man.
That by some law reach, that Putin is one of the people that listen to. Or is it they're making fun of him?
Don't make fun of him. They'll put us in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Go for Rock Island, Austin, the first.
Are you going upstairs, Austin?
No, I'm grabbing your right here.
It is close enough.
I need one from there.
To the adventurers and pathfinders.
Well, do you want to take a break real quick?
Yeah, let's take a break real quick.
David, you need a beer.
I need a beer and I can't
walk. We stop podcasts for David.
It's important. Bye.
We stop podcasts.
And we're live.
It's like,
hey, everybody.
Hey, we're talking about stuff we should talk about.
We're back.
That's why it's hidden.
Yeah.
Like, underage ballerinas are totally illegitimate. Anyway.
Oh, he did it.
All right.
It's our DM. He's the one in charge of this
shit.
I wasn't
talking about it.
Yeah.
No,
I was. I don't care.
That's a very specific
Okay, as you guys are mushing along, the guy with Jiro, actually, he kind of looks back and he's just like,
knows how to talk.
Common, not so good. And he's just like,
not so good.
He's like, all right.
Can I do like a knowledge check
awesome.
To see if I know any word in Skull?
Like, even if you were not from an area that would speak it.
Yeah, but
whatsoever.
Just like, I'm
just a thousand miles north.
I know, but maybe I met someone like, just a
Coca-Cola. Is that what you're
yeah.
looking for? The
any,
one word. The
you
one
can
word
give me.
Knows.
You can give me whatever word. If I make it,
you know what? You know what? Make it really high. It's gotta be super high.
Yeah.
Fuck face. Here, I'm gonna do something real quick. We can do like a Ryan's Corner or something. I'm gonna, since you rolled a one, I'm gonna make this
butter cake. Say butter cake. It's cold.
Yeah. That's
fuck face.
I mean, it's gonna be random. We're gonna see what happens.
Hey, stupid asshole.
Somebody used to say that to me all the time. It's fault. My nanny.
You're going to say it and like all offend somebody. You're going to be like smiling.
What languages do you know?
I know Common, Catfolk, and Sylvan.
Okay. You recall a word that you think is Skull.
Okay.
And you're not quite sure if it is. And then, you know, maybe you'll want to verify it later with a person who speaks Skull. But you think you can think of a word that you think might be You think you remember being like joyous?
Your mother's
like,
a whore.
Okay, I'll say it to the guy in the sled ahead of us. I'm like, wave at him.
Well, they can't hear you. I have to be when you stop. It can't.
Oh, okay.
He jumped off and he's like, motherfucker!
I fucked your grandma.
It's actually a sentence.
Foreskin.
Okie dokie.
Sometimes failures are the best part.
Well, Jira, is there anything you guys would like to do as you're driving along here?
Is there anything you guys think I should ask this leader here?
I'm not with you.
Well,
she's sort of like,
and once we, you know, we can talk once more, Camp. She's like, I have many questions.
Me too.
I have many questions.
I have many questions.
Look, her hair is kind of, it's in three braids, and it's kind of flapping in your face as you guys are mushing along here.
I hang on.
Like, it smells like vanilla.
I...
God.
I'm turned on.
Now she can
tell.
We can all tell.
It's that skin sticky.
Yeah. Now put your weapon away. This is long journey.
Oh, God.
It is a weapon. It's called a pussy destroyer.
Whoa.
Hey, please.
That was
really
fun. I feel like we can talk about ballerinas now. No problem.
Now we're just saying, you please stop. Oh. All right. Then we get to camp.
Basically, we'll continue going on. And then suddenly you hear like heel or whatever.
In my
stop.
I'm like in my
stop. And everyone stops.
Stop already.
Yet.
I'm from Absalom. How's it going, guy? I'm trying to talk to him.
He's just like.
I've never seen a talking monkey before.
You know Chip Chip.
Same thing. He's like, come and not so good.
Where do you know what the fuck a monkey is? You ever seen a talking monkey?
He's like, Yeti!
Yeah, small Yeti.
It up front!
Do you still have your Yeti hood up?
Yeah.
She would have been a Yeti this entire time.
She thinks you're a Yeti. Yeah.
I don't look like one.
No, it's just his.
He's a talking Yeti.
From afar.
I imagine I look like Max from Wild Things.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a good one.
Wait, I'll use my staff to cast Comprehend Languages.
Oh my god!
Okay, there we go.
I give Lance an experience.
Have you decided that maybe staying a wizard is a good idea?
What? Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes
well,
it's bad.
This,
I should really
training,
change what I memorize.
He gets an attack of opportunity as you cast it.
Okay. And how long does that last?
Till I say
7 years.
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. Yeah.
But you can't speak it. You can only understand what you say.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's right. Shit.
It's like in Star Wars where Java... The
no, no, anyway, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it so I can hear everyone speaking when they're speaking to each other.
No one's talking.
All right, well, obviously we'll save that up.
So basically here, stop, go, stop, turn, stop.
So you guys all essentially just kind of like...
Well...
Like everyone skids, all the dogs skid to a stop, like... This is real cool.
Now that we're stopped, I want to cast wild
himself.
Empathy on...
I thought you were going to jump off and say that word.
Oh, yeah, when I get off, I say that word.
Hold on, let me draw the map, and then I'll work out.
I'm going to be able to understand what it is, yes.
Yes!
When you cast Comprehend Language, is it just
it's
every language, or do you have to specify?
It's not every language.
Okay, I just wasn't sure.
It's like a universal translator.
Like
okay, what I'm drawing here is essentially the beginning of the fire.
Okay.
So just ignore the black.
I'm rolling because I have a piano to roll initiative for you.
I've just killed both of those mantises.
How are we on time?
We've got a ways to go.
No, I just meant because it's for the next break.
We got about
20. She said 20 minutes.
That's about 1 minute.
Okay. Alright, so yeah, everyone gets off. And essentially, Nadia starts, and a couple of the sledders all start breaking out supplies from the sleds and start kind of bringing them over. Zorash is helping. Okay.
Oh, so.
Essentially, yeah, they're setting up like a tent.
But,
and then also, actually, I need you two to give me survival checks, please.
Ooh, I made it.
I want to be within range to hear
hear Snarf say his.
Yeah, the first guy I see, I will like start to help and just say whatever. What do I think it means?
You think it means
joy? Is
yeah, joy. Like essentially, like hurrah, like
okay.
Yes, like joy. But it ends up being a.
Yeah, you should tell him. Tell
this
we
guy,
should know.
Like,
let's see.
I'm
let's
helping.
Get a note.
You
know? I want a note for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I want a note too. Give the aliens a note.
I'll be helping him with the boxes and stuff, and I'll just say.
So what? You just want to like say it to like individual person?
This guy. Like I'll
okay,
start helping him. And be like blah blah blah.
He's like lifting the box, and then you say blah blah blah, and he kind of stops, and he's like, and then he walks off, and he points at his buddy, and he's like, and the guy's like, he kind of like cocks his head over the side, and he's like, and then he slaps too.
What
do I
think? What I want to
and
give us a note.
Everest.
What? You're gonna be nice to me?
I'll bite you.
I'm a kitty.
Bite him.
Oh, you can pet me today.
Come bite his exposed toes. It'd be awesome.
No.
I can't, bit my toes one time in the room. Don't touch unless I'm looking at you.
This is totally in the book.
Really? There's words in there?
No. Oh. Okay.
Well, he doesn't need to know what he said. We need to know what he said, though.
Yeah,
write it down
I mean,
somewhere.
That's true.
Give us a note.
I didn't think of that.
DM this, right.
He's already did this.
Don't be a shitty DM.
I hope I said, like, a pizza or something stupid.
No, it's more specific.
Okay.
It was so specific.
Avocado pizza.
It's so specific that the guys aren't sure, like, if you're joking or if this is something you would reveal.
But while I'm saying it, I'm like,
yeah, you're like, thumbs up.
I'm like, super
yeah.
positive. That's one word?
Yeah. It's very common up there. They get cold up here.
So, yeah, this is what he said. And he's just like, yeah, thumbs up.
And you guys heard me say that.
Yep, I snort a laugh, but I don't say anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess everyone's just kind of lifting boxes. Jiro, is there anything you want to do? While they're... I mean, did you want to help also? Is everybody, I'm assuming...
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish you would have said something, because I would totally make that his nickname from now on.
I'm gonna.
I just
try. Zerash.
Like, once we're done.
How do you say that?
I want to go to Zerash. I'll go to Zerash and I'll say the word. I'm like, that means, like, good job, because you guys laughed at me when I.
Yeah!
No.
Blublag. Blublag? Alright, yeah. Blublag, yeah!
You just told him you had a crooked penis.
So that's one word?
It's a full sentence. I said that it was a full sentence.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Why do I know that?
Yeah, one of the guys is like, oh, yeah. He pats you on the back.
He's like, very nice.
I'm like, sir, tell him I don't. I thought that meant, like, good job.
Yeah. At least you weren't like, I have smegma.
Ew.
Yeah.
His name, blah, blah.
My name's a sentence?
Your name is now Crooked Penis to these people.
I tell him that. That's interesting.
They get a belly laugh. They're like, oh. They're like, maybe later, yes. Anyway,
you ask if they want to see it.
No.
Anyway, like a storm appears, like the first rollings in it. Sort of, it looks like a thunderhead, just real, this really, really tall clouds that just sort of just like booming towers, and. You notice that the campfire is like cleared almost to the ground, which happens to be like 3 or 4 feet of snow.
Okay,
cleared out, and the fire's roaring. And
are there any trees around?
Yeah, just the trees that you see here. Essentially, I mean, there's a lot more, but I won't get in.
I want to try to harvest wood to make snowshoes.
Try to harvest wood to make snowshoes.
Wood.
Okay. Well, Nadia says she's like, "Hey, If you need your shoes, when you get to town, I give you some, okay?
Yes, okay.
It's better than watching amateur make some.
Excuse me.
Sorry if I offend.
I have a professional hand to ring in it, so...
I can be more professional to offend.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Has she heard about
him? Actually, she hasn't.
Well, cat's penises are weird. There's like...
Yeah.
Or, like, hooks and
barb.
Shit. Barb. That's
well,
the word.
Very appropriate.
Yeah.
She's like, I knew a barb. She was very nice. So, yeah, essentially, like, she's bringing out packs, and everyone kind of sits down around, and they just start getting warm. And you're, what are you going to do? You're going to curl up against a tree?
I was going to climb up a tree and sleep on a branch.
Okay.
Real cold?
All right. Well,
no.
I was gonna say you can give me a climb check if you want. Otherwise, everybody else.
Is there a tree close enough where I can still get the effects of the fire while I'm?
No, they made it in sort of a clearing. I don't want to cause a fire.
Oh, so I guess we'll have to take watch and stuff.
So yeah.
Yeah, but you guys aren't hitting the hay.
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
She's like, we have some rations left over. It's dried meat.
So
hey, maybe Crooked Pete has to go hunt something out there.
Crooked Pete.
I can try to see.
Crooked, if you would like to hunt something, you can.
Why are you calling me that?
That's your nickname.
Why?
You know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
She's like, why you make fun of me? That's not his name.
My name's Schnurrbart.
And they're like the sledders are laughing. And what is your name?
Schnurrbart, I think.
Okay,
yeah,
Schnurrbart. They tell me, you know...
It must be lost in translation.
I already
told
you what it meant.
Oh, you didn't tell me what it meant? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you lied to me.
She's
no,
like, that's
no.
what it means.
Look,
that's not your name.
Look, I had a nanny when I was younger. She spoke Skald, and she used to say that a lot. I don't know why. I thought it was, like, a good thing.
She's like, her eyes go wide. She's like, that's not a good nanny.
Yeah, that happens. Like, you got a nanny whenever you see her.
I think
you're a good baby.
Do you mean girlfriend?
No.
Or boyfriend. It don't matter.
You're a baby. Or is it just a little kitty?
Kitty cat. You go off on your own. That's fine.
Wait, Snarf, wait, before you go. I think you should show them the giant's pelpiet, because it might kind of win us some...
The weasel?
Yep, might give us some impressive points. All right,
hey, look at...
That's a big thing.
Look at this.
I go, we killed this thing.
Yeah.
You did skin it, right?
Yeah, I've written down.
She's like, oh, that's a big weasel. We have him everywhere here.
Our child killed him.
Yeah, you didn't... It's not dried, though.
No, I haven't been in town.
It's like
since
a sopping big thing of fur.
Well, basically, I guess that did happen 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been waiting until I get to a town. So once we get back to your place, is there someone there that can help me treat it and stuff?
Yes.
Something cool?
Yes, we can make it blankets. We can make it whatever you like.
I said, us poor, we kill it.
It's impressive.
This will be a weird doll.
It take two man and baby, but down south, I understand, it's much harder.
We killed an ogre.
Troll.
An ogre.
Troll.
We did
she grows quiet.
Frost troll down.
Did you ever see that movie Troll Hunter? I ask her.
She's like, troll killed my husband.
What? I'm sorry.
They're very dangerous. No joke.
Well, that sucks. I'm going to go hunting.
Be careful. All
right.
Cook it.
So survival check. Right? 26.
So what are you doing? You're just like kind of heading... I mean, because the storm is essentially hit, and visibility is going to be cut to like zero.
Oh, well then...
gigantic storm going, I want to go hunt!
Yeah.
I've already kind of pushed in that direction.
And then you two need to give me another check. It's going to be, you guys are getting a huge bonus from being at camp, and,
because I'll need it.
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay.
So, essentially, you just don't want to roll a one.
Okay.
You guys made it just fine.
I'll start, like, relaying our current adventures to them.
Yeah, and then what are you, I'm assuming you already cast it.
It lasts 10 minutes.
How many,
so you'll
is it a zero level spell?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's gone, basically.
Yeah.
Because you'd be doing survival checks every 10 minutes.
And then I'm going to start studying up for my next one.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to start...
But yeah, Nadja can interpret to the Slutters. They're sort of talking amongst themselves right now, though they're not really... She wants to know... she already asked where you guys are from.
Then I'm
she's
gonna...
like, what are you doing so far north?
Portal.
Don't...
Portal.
Yeah, we jumped through a hole.
We met this guy that...
Guys.
What should we talk about, then?
What do you say that in? So that she
I don't
know. she didn't hear him. She just knows you guys are talking amongst yourselves, but she can't really hear it.
So I, like, in the low, when she's talking to us, I'm like...
We got a good deal at a
yeah. I mean, if you're worried about
right.
it, I mean, you're, you know,
I'm
sense,
a
you
more,
guys
I'm
sense
a more
sex.
Sexual.
Oh,
savvy.
All right, let's do a sense.
Yeah, it's sense motive.
Yeah, what I want to really do when I'm doing a sense motive. Oh, natural 20.
Yeah, I'm super active.
16.
18. I'll just be natural. 21.
Okay.
Basically, what it is that we would talk about, what I think we should do is we would, like, mention Baba Yaga, but kind of, like, test the waters with it on how far we can push the thing with it. Because I know if I was with my people and I said, hey, we just got the favor of one of Baba Yaga's riders and now we're back up north, they might get a little apeshit crazy.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying. Your motive checks, though, seems 100% like, you don't detect any sort of, like, animosity or, like, hidden, mm-hmm. like, she seems completely honest with you guys, and she would like honesty back.
We went through a portal. We met a guy that works for, or I guess works
met,
for our word.
We met one of Baba Yaga's Dark Riders that was
really injured.
She, her eyes go wide. She's like, which one?
I don't know.
Certain name
of that guy. No, you guys only would have known him as the Black Rider.
He had these robes.
Well, and she's like thinking back to the time of day. What time of day was it?
I don't have a watch.
When you found the rider. Because there are three. One comes at dusk, dawn, and midnight.
I want to say that he is midnight because his horse was called midnight or something. I got midnight written down here. Actually, it says midnight, Baba Yaga Black Rider. He's midnight.
She, like, looks at her, the Slutters, and they're all quiet after hearing this, and they're, like, intently. And she, like, says something, and you guys would hear it as, basically, she says Black Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess.
Not anymore.
And you would, I'm assuming you're translating, or Nadja can do it, it doesn't matter.
But I added that they're really impressive.
We didn't kill them.
And you see, like, two of them put their hands on their weapons, and she's like, no, essentially. Like, no.
They're totally gonna kill someone who's like tonight.
Internal four-person watch.
What did he tell you?
He said that Baba Yaga hasn't returned and something like her daughter is...
Queen Elowen is starting a civil war.
Yeah. That's her daughter, right?
Baba
Yaga hasn't returned.
She also gave us a +2 to one of her abilities.
She looks to her Slutters, and their eyes are like, essentially, their eyes, their like minds are blown. They're like, what's going on? And, she's, well, they're not saying that to you guys.
Oh.
I get it.
She's like, I have score to settle with Elvana. Mm. She kidnapped my daughter. This food that we're bringing, she points to like the huge pack that Snarf was behind. Is essentially a gesture of kindness to release my daughter. She was kidnapped, or not kidnapped. She was held captive for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm hoping she'll release her when I bring back all this food for her troops.
Is she at the?
We routinely bring them supplies, and they that way they don't treat us horribly in our village.
So they're sort of like a racket.
Yeah.
Yes. The soldiers are incredibly cruel, and we do this to survive. I do this for survive. As I said earlier, my husband, he died a year or so ago from ice troll, and that is Ivana doing? Her minions.
Is she in this village that we're going to? Is that where she's at? Ivana?
No, no, she's in the capital. The white capital, as we call
and
it.
And that's where you guys are headed?
No, we're headed to, you guys and us, we head to Waltby. That's where I live. And,
but I thought you were bringing this food to...
We are, but I do that afterwards. I want to make sure you in safe cover and keeping.
I think
we should go with you.
She's like, well, I'm not to go exactly to White Capital. That's still 100 miles north, but I go to Watchtower and trade food there.
Yeah. Let's go with her there.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
No, it's like the DM and me's like, skip to like the last one.
you can. You guys aren't not dressed for this weather, though.
Have you seen the hat?
I have, and I still say you're not dressed for this weather, though.
Excuse me, and I puff up the hat.
It's very nice.
It's nice.
So good.
So good.
So,
you keep wearing that. Your ears look so cold, though.
Damn crooked.
So your daughter was kidnapped?
Yes. Mm, name is Thora. I have two other boys. They're twins.
What are their names?
I hope they are safe. Their names are Jolie and Orm. I am sometimes out for weeks at a time, and I have a friend who watches over them.
What's that person's
name?
Her name is Kashka.
Hopefully better nanny than his nanny.
She's amazing.
he doesn't call him Brooke.
No.
So if you were married to a woman and you had to refer to her, what would you say?
What is wrong with your friend here? Does he tell everyone penis and then he say married woman?
Well, crooked head.
If you let's just say you were a man and you married a woman. And you wanted to say...
Okay, I try to live in fantasy world
okay.
You create.
And what would you say... then what would you say if you were trying to refer to her?
I would say, hey, woman. I don't understand what you say.
Okay, when you're married to a woman, they're called your...
wife.
Uh-huh, and you had to refer to your... that person, you would call her...
by name? I don't think that makes no sense.
No, if you had to say, okay, let's say you're a man, and I pointed to the woman that you're married to, and I'd say, who's that?
You were going hunting. I remember you going hunting.
I pointed to that woman, I said, who is that person to you? You would say...
That is my wife.
You'd say what? My wife!
I do not like this cat.
That was a lot of game.
Yeah, sure we do.
That was a lot of game. I just wanted you to save my wife.
He kind of grows on you.
Not really. Like, parasite?
Kind of.
Mold?
Yeah, we had another guy.
Potatoes last year had mold.
He's better than the first guy we had with him. He blew up.
He's a replacement.
Oh, you had a dead member.
Yeah. We don't really care for him.
That's
sad. We were pretty sad.
We lost Rostock last year as well, and it's a very tough time, I understand.
Yeah, understand your toughness, I'm not sure.
So, you came through Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Just up the hill over here.
You want to go see it?
No.
Okay.
No, I need to get back to my boys.
Yes,
so we'll
tell the tale of basically how the adventure started.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say...
Okay. So then she's like, after listening, the sledders are intent too. And they're listening. She's like, that's an amazing.
Hard translating.
The Black Rider, he give you a boom. Baba Yaga is horrible.
I do some like this descriptive movements, especially when an explosion. Where he killed her, I'm like, boom!
The sledders are like, whoa! They're like really into it. And Naji's just like...
How would you explain Chim Chim to
Chim Chim.
Yeti, and they point at
yeah, mini Yeti.
What,
mime like a monkey and like...
So you're here to stop... to close portal and stop Ilvana?
I'm not sure, really. It's been a while.
Midnight wanted us to confront Ilvana.
Yeah, and you guys essentially to stop the winter from closing in on Eldrin, you want to shut down the portal.
So. He gave us these, and I'll show her those two tokens. Plague Mask and
She's like, those keys, they look like normal items.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, what you can do about it?
I'm not going to argue with a guy that's had
She's like, I understand that witchcraft very strange.
I want to ask her what could have killed, because I'm guessing these knights are, what are they called, black knights?
Yeah.
Are
the
super
heralds.
Strong.
They're yes, very powerful.
What could have killed them?
Well.
Not Frostroll?
Only, no, Frostroll stand no chance. Maybe the only witchcraft that could handle that would be Baba Yaga herself, and maybe her daughter.
So her daughter's not very nice?
No, none of them are very nice.
We've
never seen Baba Yaga ourselves.
Yeah.
His accent's so dumb.
That's awesome. I like it.
We only see her daughters when she kidnapped my Thora.
Your what?
Thora,
oh,
my
your
daughter.
Daughter. Yeah, yeah.
But I hope she's okay.
Well,
I am going to aid you.
Oh, thanks.
As much as possible in your fight, Ilvana, but we have to keep it a secret.
From who?
From everyone. My sledders here are the most trustworthy men you will ever meet. But when we get to Waldsby, you are simply relatives.
Will you give us a boon too?
How are we doing on time?
We're done.
Okay. Well, just before we go to break, you guys notice a person. Okay, and so sorry, I'm sorry, sorry, listener. It's this one. You guys see a person come in from the snow, and she's like, "Brr, I'm very cold. Please help. Please, can I stay for a little while?" And then we'll stop there.
Okay.
Who is the mysterious person?
Well, we'll never know. Is his penis actually crooked?
No, stop saying that.
Spoiler alert!
Yes.
Spoiler alert! Yes!
Bye!
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.